It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 1-800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org. You can also tweet your questions or answers to me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. So those are three ways today on Friday, April 11th. To get your questions and answers in during the show today. Starting off today, Rebecca emailed us at anything@kera.org. I would like to see the excavated rock wall in Rockwall, Texas, she says. Does anyone know who to contact about seeing it? I emailed the city of Rockwall. They replied that the land is privately owned and that it's difficult to get permission from the landowner to see the rock wall. Katie and Denton emailed us at anything@kera.org. My coworkers and I were contemplating the origin of the word spam in reference to junk mail. And she asks, is it really because of the Monty Python sketch? Call us 800-933-5372, email anything@kera.org, or tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Tom in Old East Dallas emailed us. He says, at Ross Avenue, where it comes under Central Expressway in Dallas, there's a variety of prickly pear growing on several corners that blooms and produces fruit profusely and is right now covered in new buds. Does anyone know what specific species of prickly pear this is? Well, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. And, of course, as I mentioned, you can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start off today with Louise in Richardson. Hello, Louise.
Hi.
Hey there.
My question is, the squirrels are digging into our outdoor cushions, and mm-hmm. I'm guessing that they're using that to you know, make their nest or whatever. Is there something we can put on those cushions to keep them from doing this?
Hmm. And I guess they're tearing them up pretty good.
Sounds yes. Like. They are.
All right, well, we'll see if somebody has a solution.
That'd be great.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Twitter, of course. You can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. This is from Chris in Minneapolis. He says, over the last couple of years, and he emailed us at anything@kera.org. Over the last couple of years, I've heard of major sporting events taking place in North Texas. He says, through deduction, that seems to refer to, he says, the Metroplex. For example, the recent 2014 men's basketball Final Four was advertised to take place at AT&T Stadium, the Cowboys' home, in North Texas, specifically Arlington. He adds, I also remember Super Bowl in 2011 took place in, quote, North Texas at Cowboys Stadium, which is, of course, located in Arlington, we already said. So he says, when did calling this area, Dallas-Fort Worth, Fort Worth-Dallas, or as some call it, the Metroplex, when did we start calling it North Texas, and why? Or are the folks in Arlington saying, using the name North Texas? Is that where it's coming from? Or is it a media thing? Does anybody know? Well, 800-933-5372, email anything@kera.org. Let's go next on the phone to Sharon in DeSoto. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just purchased a jukebox from a friend of mine, and mm-hmm. I was just wondering, is there anyone that can let me know where I can get the jukebox repaired?
We had somebody call in with a question like this a few months ago, and then someone did contact us and say that they repaired jukeboxes. So maybe someone will remember, or that person's listening again. And if I get a chance to look and see if we kept a note of it, can you email us as well when you get a chance? And that way, if we see your email and we were able to find that jukebox repair person in the stack of stuff, then we'll send it to you.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Mm-hmm. Line open, 800-933-5372. Shortly. I'm sure it won't be open for long. Email always open, though, anything@kera.org. And Amy, somewhere, emailed this question. What is the background music on the segment The Shape of Texas? It runs in the 9 p.m. hour on weeknights. I can't find the name of it anywhere. Well, I asked Eric Bright, our operations director, and he asked Alan Roberts, who works in the operations team here. And Alan Roberts says, and I looked this up and I verified it, it's a piece by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra called Perpetuum Mobile, P-E-R-P-E-T-U-U-M, Perpetuum Mobile by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. So we have definitively, and it's only 12 minutes after 12, too. We've definitively answered one. I mean, I guess we'll keep going. It's just one, right? 800-933-5372. Let's see if we can get another one. Let's talk to Mark calling from Garland. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, I was calling with a possible answer for the lady that had the squirrels digging in her cushions.
Uh-huh.
We had a problem in our attic with a nest of squirrels a couple years ago, and we went to our local feed and seed store, and they sold us red fox urine and a few drops of that in the attic entryway, and they were gone.
Now, I don't know if you want to sit on cushions that have been treated with fox urine.
Well, I'm thinking maybe a couple drops on the back side of them if they're the thick cushions.
Right.
You know, maybe the wood that's on there,
right,
maybe just anywhere around there might scare them away. I don't know.
Sure. Well, it's a good suggestion. Maybe if the front side is now the back side, then maybe the ruined front side can accept the fox urine. But we'll see.
All right.
If thanks, Mark. Hopefully that'll work for her. Let's see. Let's get another suggestion on this from Ariel in Fort Worth. Hello, Ariel.
Hi.
Hey there.
I had the squirrels doing the same thing. It was actually pretty cute to watch them. But if you get cushions that have foam in them instead of the little fiber fill, they don't like the foam. They will leave it alone. I also leave one of the broken cushions out for them, and they take that one instead of ripping into a new one.
Hmm.
So it's just kind of getting to them mentally instead of
you're reasoning
something
with them.
On the cushions.
You're reasoning with the squirrels.
Yeah, they don't like the foam.
Okay.
They do like the fiber.
Thanks for calling.
Okay,
bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. It's where we got this from Lloyd in Dallas. He says, I keep getting phone calls where no one replies when I answer the call. He says, it's normal, though. It's the normal delay for a robocall. But after a few seconds, a recording of a woman's voice says, goodbye. He says, this happens on my home and multiple work numbers, so it's not related to a specific phone number. I guess he doesn't really ask a question. I guess he's wondering if somebody knows what's going on. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Kristen in Dallas. Hello, Kristen.
Hi. I have an answer for the North Texas question.
Yeah.
So it's all really about branding, and basically you can't say it's in Dallas because it's not technically in Dallas, even though Dallas is the biggest city. You saw the same thing when they played games in South Florida, quote, instead of Miami, or in Southern California instead of Los Angeles. You also saw the same, no one, you know, outside of our area, no one really knows that, like, Arlington is a city. Maybe sports fans do, but casual people don't know the ins and outs of all the suburbs in a certain area.
Right.
So they refer to the geographic region. He also asked about when did we start calling it North Texas. North Texas is a geographic region, technically, anything that's not, you know, kind of from Hillsboro up. That's not East Texas, so sort of west of Tyler, north of Hillsboro, going all the way until Wichita Falls, basically. But it can also refer to what he called the Metroplex as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Let's see if we get another thought on this from Nathan in Louisville. Hello, Nathan.
Hey there.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in about the, I would call it North Texas.
Yeah.
When the Cowboys moved from Irving over to where they are in Arlington now, it's a concerted effort by the city of Arlington to kind of boost the image of the city. So taking away just the name, you know, Dallas and Fort Worth instead North Texas, it makes people interested. Well, what is this Arlington, Texas? It helps their convention and visitors bureau. I think that's kind of at least one of the, you know, reasonings behind the name shift.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
no problem.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Jerry calling from Dallas. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, sir.
Hey there.
I have an answer to why they call spam spam. Spam has always been considered to be made out of questionable meat materials.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the highest quality stuff, not necessarily something that you would want to eat, but it was available. Spam was called that for a very similar reason. It can fill up your email box. It's worthless. It's usually 99.9% of the time it's junk, and it's usually filled with questionable materials that you would not really otherwise want. So the name spam kind of stuck.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, as is Twitter, where you can reach me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And this is from Noni, who lives in Arlington. And Noni says, I have antique chairs, family heirlooms, that need the springs replaced and the upholstery and cushions replaced. Does anyone do both of these things, I guess, in Arlington? Keeping in mind they are antique and family heirlooms. We'll see if we get a couple of suggestions for you. Chris in Fort Worth says, I had great success in a similar squirrel eating my cushions situation by purchasing a large, realistic rubber snake from a toy store and placing it in the area. It needs to be relocated regularly when the squirrels aren't looking because they're pretty smart. And Chris says it's also pretty good for startling your guests when they come over. Let's see. Janine says if you put a cotton ball in an empty pill bottle and then pour the fox urine in, close the lid, poke a hole in the lid. And she says, I threw these all over my attic and the squirrels left. So that's one way to keep the fox urine somewhat contained, I guess. Put a leash on the fox urine to a degree. Nelson and McKinney has an old magnifying glass that he would like to refurbish. Is there anybody local who can polish out the scratches or otherwise revive this largish 3¾-inch lens? An old magnifying glass needs to be repolished or resurfaced. Call us, 800-933-5372, 1-800-933-5372, or email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Lisa in Mansfield. Hello, Lisa.
Hello there.
Hey there.
I'm calling, you probably had this before, but I have about a dozen grackles in my tree in the backyard, which are obviously extremely annoying and nasty, and I've already built a couple of nests up there. And does anybody know a surefire way to get in? Actually, I live in Burleson, so if that helps with any of the laws out there, if anybody knows how to get rid of them.
Right. You want to run the grackles off out of your, what kind of tree is it?
It's a Bradford pear.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, of course, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. More of your questions and answers coming up, so stay with us. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Kathy in Plano. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm looking for someone that will manufacture rain barrels to fit a specific size in my yard. I want to capture the rain off of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
and I have sort of a place, a little where I could squeeze something sort of tall but narrow in, and wondered if there would be somebody in the Metroplex that would be able to manufacture that out of some kind of heavy rubber or plastic or something like that.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Hey, if you... if you've been out this weekend and you'd like to share with us, or this week rather, and are planning to go out this weekend, and you'd like to share with us your favorite places to see bluebonnets, before you head out, go to KERANews.org and check out Eric Austin's piece on bluebonnets, which are really, really hitting it this week. This is the big week for bluebonnets. And Eric Austin talked to some folks about their passion and revealed his passion for the state flower. So go to KERANews.org, check out the bluebonnets story that's up there today, and give us a call and let us know if you have suggestions for where to see the best bluebonnet display here in the North Texas area. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Larry in North Dallas. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey there.
Good remedy for getting rid of squirrels is mothballs. The paradichlorobenzene or para variety, not the naphtha. You put it in a container, punch holes in it, and place it around the chair, you know, around the chairs, or dangle it from the arm. That'll keep them away.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate the call, Larry.
Thank you.
And we've covered this a lot before, and when we've had this suggestion before, I'll just remind everyone that mothballs are poison. And last week we covered this as well, about getting rodents and critters out of the attic. And most people, you know, respect to Larry, but most people recommend that you don't use mothballs for this kind of thing, or really anything for that matter. You can use, you know, as far as you're protecting your wool clothing, you can use cedar and like a suit bag or a sweater bag and stuff like that instead of mothballs. So that's the, you know, that's our official position. Use as directed or use something else. Let's see. This is from Mabry, who says, the North Texas Commission was formed in 1971 to market DFW Airport. Many of these bids for events are regional in scope and need all 150 cities signing off on them. North Texas is the region inclusive of all our citizens, and it's not just an Arlington event or a Dallas event. It's all of our combined strengths. Thank you very much, Mabry, for that. Let's see. Steve says, on that goodbye call that the listener's getting, this is probably not the answer, but when I get prescriptions refilled, my pharmacy robocalls me. The robot doesn't wait for the greeting or beep, and by the time I get the message, I'm nearly to the goodbye part. Did this happen after a prescription refill? Well, I think our listener who called about this is actually answering the phone. It's not just on the, you know, not just on a voicemail or something like that. But that's an answer. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Dan in Haltom City. Hello, Dan.
Hey, thank you. Great to have a Friday noon off to talk with you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for
listen
being
to you. Okay, the robo goodbye, I'm convinced that is a communist plot. No, that's another script. That is the marketing people robocalling when they don't have enough people to answer it, and they just leave the robocall going. Hmm. That's my supposition, and I'm sticking to it. So I think they should all be, you know, keel-hauled or something. Regarding the spam, I have coined a phrase, and it's available for all to use: maintain your own spam pantry. And that would be an email address that you don't quite use anymore, and when somebody says, hey, what's your email address so I can send you unsolicited marketing emails, I'd give them my spam pantry.
That's and a good suggestion. Well, all right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
I do have a quick question for you. It's regarding the mothballs versus fox urine.
Yeah.
I wondered if you've checked up on the fox urine. Is it approved for? Is it it's safe and approved for use? I'm just kidding about your disclaimer. That's all.
Well, you know, you got a good point, Dan, because we did get a tweet from someone that wishes that we would remind people to think of how fox urine is harvested as they recommend using it. You know, it is nice to well, it's not nice. Maybe it's appropriate to think about the humaneness of, you know, things like that. Because I don't think foxes are, you know, trotting up to the fox urine factory and saying, you know, hey, where do I put this stuff? And I don't think anybody's following friendly foxes around out there. I mean, obviously, the foxes have to be. Maybe somebody can let us know how it's collected. I think we've done this before, too. I mean, do we really want to know? You know? I mean, now we're in a place in a world where we can find stuff out. We don't have to just live by the decisions that other people have made. We can find out. So, something to think about. And, you know, blue bonnets, right? 800-933-5372. Up next is Jamie in Decatur. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, how you doing? I've got an answer for the crackle question.
Yeah.
Something that I've used to get rid of pests is paintballs. They're water-soluble. They don't hurt. And if you don't have a paintball gun, you can use a slingshot. And if you just hit the branches near where the birds roost, the paint will be sticky on the branches and you'll find someplace else to go.
Hmm. Okay. Well, sounds good. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Bye-bye.
I was also wondering if you draped some of those rubber snakes in the tree and moved them around occasionally, if that might actually help with the grackle problem as well. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number, the email address, anything at KERA.org. And you can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Kara did. It says, I use chili powder to repel squirrels from my seedlings. I'm not sure if your listener would want to put chili powder on her couch cushions, but tends to work for plants and stuff. Bill in McClendon Chisholm says a year or so ago, this is via email and about the Rockwall Wall, he said, I read a piece in the Rockwall County paper about a year or so ago, he thinks it was the Rockwall County paper, about the subterranean wall. It stated that the unearthed portion was on private property, many acres, and thoughts of the city or county of purchasing the land for a park were unlikely as it lies far within the property line. It also stated that there was no public access to the site. So that's the answer on that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Andrew recommends Dallas Home Game Room Service. The company Dallas Home Game Room Service for jukebox repair. I bet you can probably Google that. Up next on the phone, 800-933-5372, is Angela in Fort Worth. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
My question for you is the origin of the word cobbler. My mom has been making berry cobbler, apple cobbler, peach cobbler my entire life. I never knew why she called it that. Can anybody help me out with that? I can take my answer off there. And thank you for taking my question.
Sure. Well, we'll see if somebody has a clue of where it started.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tracy in Dallas. Hello, Tracy.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I'm wondering if anybody knows of a spa salon place to get a pedicure where it is medically supervised and maybe sanctioned by a podiatrist so that you can be pretty certain that you're not going to get a fungus.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. for anything you ever wanted to know. The email address, anything@kera.org. That's where we got this from Anne in Dallas, who says, hey, for that squirrel problem, if you put those fabric softener dryer sheets inside the cushion cover, that will repel the squirrels. So there's a solution. Let's see. This is from John, who says, my brother-in-law reupholsters old furniture, and his company is called Back Alley Furniture, and he has a showroom in old downtown Carrollton. Back Alley Furniture in Carrollton. I think the person in Arlington is the one who had the, or was a listener in Arlington who had the antique chairs, but there's an answer. Pat wants to know, where can I get my Vitamix repaired locally? I don't know if you can get a Vitamix repaired locally. But if somebody knows, they'll call us, 800-933-5372, hopefully, or email us anything@kera.org. Let's talk next to Charlie in Grapevine. Hello, Charlie.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Listen, I'm trying to find some silicon rubber tubing by the foot, and I have called everywhere. It's got to be like a quarter-inch inside diameter with a 16th-inch wall thickness, and nobody has that I can find. And I was just wondering if anybody had a source.
Okay, well, we'll see if somebody knows.
I'll email you, see if I can get an answer, if I can't get it on the air. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Scott asks from Fort Worth that since moving to Fort Worth, he says, I've missed being able to see the stars. Can anyone recommend a good place for stargazing reasonably near the city? Somewhere with dark skies and open view and no issues with trespassing. It might be easier in Fort Worth, I think, maybe. I guess you could, although the suburbs to the west have really grown. But we'll see if somebody has a suggestion. We had this question a few months ago about locations to stargaze, and somebody had a really good suggestion for a resource of places to, it's like a dark skies organization or something, places to go look. If you know, call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Up next, let's talk to Tom in Euless. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, I've got a little lamp that I inherited, and I need to find somebody that can fix lamps. It's the gadget where the bulb screws in and there's a switch on it, and you're supposed to be able to attach the shade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's missing something, so I can't attach the shade.
Hmm.
You used to be able to go to little lamp, little electronic fix-it stores and so on.
Right.
It's been all over, and I can't find any place.
Okay, well, and you're in Euless, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. That's where we find John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Getting the squirrels out of the attic?
Yeah.
There's a thing called the evictor strobe light, which you can hang in the attic, and that repels them.
Hmm. So it's just basically a strobe light.
It's a strobe light, but they've been developed for, repelling animals.
And is it motion activated, or does it just go all the time?
It runs constantly.
Hmm. Okay.
And wow. If you'd like, I can.
Have you used it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And you don't want to, you want to get out of there when you turn the thing on.
It evicts you from the attic too.
Yes. And I can give you it. You can look it up on the web.
Sure. The Evictor strobe light.
But the person who developed it, I think he sells it cheaper than on Amazon.
Hmm. Okay.
And well, the man Michael DeGento is the man who developed it.
Great. Hey, John, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
The Evictor strobe. That's one to remember for this question that we get like every single week. We could call this show "Help." There's a squirrel in my attic. And other things. Or, what else have we called it? We called it before, fox urine. Maybe not. And other things. Or diatomaceous earth, right? I don't think people's gardens are really kicking yet. So we're not really into diatomaceous earth talk just yet, but we are in squirrel attic time because the squirrels are nesting. I mean, they're digging in the couch cushions and stuff, and it's time for them to, you know, have their little family thing happen. So 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Donna in Arlington. Hello, Donna.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
So we were at a restaurant earlier this week, mm-hmm. and they had oxtail on the menu. And it got me to thinking, I've never seen ox other than an oxtail on any menu.
Mm-hmm.
And is it really a cow tail, and they just call it an oxtail? What are they doing with the rest of the ox, with the whole nose to tail thing going on? What do they do with the rest of the ox? I can't imagine.
Well, let's see if we get an answer for you.
Great.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. This is from PD, who wants to know where I can board an older protective dog. He's 15 years old, a 25-pound min-pin mix, who's always been protective. And the person who used to care for him, if I had to be away, has since died, and I have no one else. I have to go out of town for a personal family matter in mid-May, and I'm at a loss for what to do. Does anybody have a suggestion for boarding an older protective dog? Let's see. Alex says, I think those phone calls where they say goodbye are telemarketers, and they like trying to see if you actually answer the phone so that real people don't waste time calling those who don't pick up. And let's see. Holly says, there is a pedicure place called Spatenaity, Spatenaity, Spatenaity. They have people on staff certified to do nails for patients with diabetes, and it's in Fort Worth. Spatenaity with an SPA. If it's anything you ever wanted to know, you can call us 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And if you're planning to head out this weekend and take the obligatory Texas photo of your sweetheart or your little boy or little girl or your dog or your family in the bluebonnet field, before you go, check out Eric Austin's piece on KERANews.org called 15 Amazing Things You Should Know About Texas Bluebonnets. And there's some pretty great photographs and videos, lots of videos, including time-lapse videos and all kinds of cool stuff on here about bluebonnets. And hey, if you want to call and share your favorite bluebonnet location, you can do it. 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Nancy in McKinney. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, about the squirrels.
Yeah.
This is what I do for my garden. It would probably work in the attic as well, but whenever I brush my cats, when I clean the brush, the hair out of the brush, I just kind of put it around the edge of my garden, and the smell of the cats will keep rabbits and squirrels away. That would probably work in the attic as well because they think of the cats as predators.
Right,
and the cats love being groomed, so you don't have to worry about the...
lucky you.
Like with the fox urine, right. you don't have to worry about the humaneness of it.
Right. All right.
Hey. Also, one more thing. If you're going to go out photographing bluebonnets, look out for snakes because they love to coil up in those bluebonnets. So.
Very good. Yes, and you know, respect and give a wide berth to our snaky friends.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Have a great day.
You too. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Rachel in Plano. Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
So I had an answer to the gentleman who was asking about stargazing in the Fort Worth area.
Uh-huh.
The Texas Astronomical Society is they're primarily in Dallas, but I do know they have a star party in Frisco. They have 4 star parties a month in various locations around the Dallas area, and I know one of them's in Frisco. I know he was asking specifically about Fort Worth, but I know that the Texas, the Dallas Club could get you in touch with the Fort Worth Club. The website is www.texasastro.org.
Very good. And it's the Texas Astronomical Society.
Yes.
Great. Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Ed in Arlington. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Yeah, answer on the same issue, the stargazing. I think the guy was talking about Fort Worth. I think he was in Fort Worth. And didn't sound like a particularly serious, well, I don't want to say he wasn't serious, but he didn't sound like he was pretty casual stargazer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would just point out that just get out your roadmap and any place out in the middle of nowhere away from a town is a good spot. And if you want to spend more time like camping out, then you're going to want to look at the state parks. You can discern, unlike here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where you can not discern the Milky Way, you can discern it at Mineral Wells State Park. Some of their, they have campsites there. And I have actually just pulled off the road in between here and there in Weatherford. I have just pulled off into a neighborhood under development off of the highway in Weatherford and just got out of the car and looked up for a while, and you can pick out the Milky Way there.
Right.
If you really want to get the problem with why you can't see much in Dallas-Fort Worth is the light pollution. And so if you want to get as far away from that as possible, depending on how far you're willing to drive, the favorite spot of astronomers around here is Fort Griffin State Park. I think it's actually a state historical area now, north of Albany. And for picking out other spots on one's own, just get on the internet, and you want to use the phrase dark sky map. And there are several resources there. Some of the maps that pop up are more recent than others, and the currency of those maps can make a difference in terms of how dark
Great.
The sky is that you find.
Ed, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where you find Kirk in Dallas. Hello, Kirk.
Hello.
Hey there.
I've got a maybe an answer for the question about the silicon tubing.
Yeah.
So I used to build computers and would do some water cooling on there, and I used to get silicon tubing from either Fry's or Micro Center. And I can't vouch for the exact dimensions that the guy was asking for, but it should be pretty close.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Let's see. We got an email from Ryan and Denton on this, that Amazon has a wide selection of silicone tubing, available in their industrial and scientific section. Most of it's for sale by the foot. Let's see. Roberto says, try calling Texas Rubber Supply on Industrial Boulevard, or I guess it's Riverside now. Let's see. Paul says, Turner Hardware has silicone tubing in various sizes by the foot. They're on the southwest corner of Josie and Valley View and Farmers Branch. They're called Turner Hardware. We got another vote for Spontaneity from Nicole. This is for the health-friendly manicure. Spontaneity, she says, was a project funded through Health Wildcatters, and they provide service such as waterless manicures and pedicures, especially directed at cancer patients and other patients who cannot have your run-of-the-mill pedicures. Spontaneity with the SPA at the front end. Let's see. We got an email about the lamp repair from this is from someone who says, while not in Euless, Royal Touch in Richardson does great lamp repair. This is from someone. And Julia also recommended via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Julia says the lamp repair shop in Richardson is called Royal Touch. been there 35 years, Coit Road at Arapaho. So there's two votes via two different kinds of media for Royal Touch. Shalu wants to know if raw, unpasteurized honey is really a good substitute for a face wash cleanser. Does anybody know anything about it? Let's see. Lucas in Rockwall is wondering where to find beer bottles, preferably flip-top bottles for bottling your own beer. He says, I know I can get them at a homebrew supply store, but was looking for the cheapest option. Let's see. This is from Misty in Dallas. It says, we have a hot tub in our backyard, and brown rats have found a home under the deck. Is there a way to repel or get rid of them organically and humanely? I don't know if the red pepper thing, maybe the snake trick. Today, my favorite solution is the rubber snake. Bring back the rubber snakes. Jessica says, in terms of squirrels around the garden or house, I discovered a garlic spray mixed with pepper flakes works really well. So garlic and pepper, until they get a taste for it, you know, probably. I don't know if that would work for rats or not. Someone will let us know. And let's see, this is from Matthew. He says, McMaster Car, an online retailer, has a wide assortment of silicone tubing, as well as just about anything else you might need. And they're at McMaster.com, McMaster.com. And Brent says, like most animal urines, fox urine is collected from animals in game farms, zoos, and preserves. Somebody else wrote in and said, from fur, fur ranchers, fox fur growers, that turn them into fur coats. So if you have an issue with that, you might want to, look for a better solution or source. We all get to make the decision. Brent says the urine is collected via floor collection drains and pens and cages, and all these are state regulated and regularly inspected for humane treatment. So, you can you can source it. Let's see. LP says Vitamixes are warrantied for 9 years. So call Vitamix if you want to get it fixed. Mine is 7 years old, and they totally reworked it, and it looks brand new. 800-933-5372. Time for a few more calls. Let's talk to Jack in Dallas. Hello, Jack.
Hey, hello, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
Well, good. I hear you guys are the experts on squirrels and attics.
Apparently.
Unfortunately, that has nothing to do with my question.
Okay.
I want to cast this question out to all your gardeners in the audience. With bluebonnets popping up, it's obviously time to start the tomatoes in the garden. And I was curious if anyone had their picks of what varieties produce best in this Texas climate.
Well, we may not be able to get a bunch of answers today, but maybe we'll, revisit this on the show next week when people send in all their answers, and we'll see what we get.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much
for calling, Jack. Let's see. Let's talk to Nick in Corsicana. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I've got an answer for the lady who asked about the oxtail soup.
Yeah.
They used to call cows oxen. And it's just one of those old world relics that they call it oxtail soup. It comes from cows.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Nick.
And the thing about the guy's right about the Vitamix, I had one that was, I bought it almost 20 years ago, and just before it went out of warranty, it was like a month. They fixed the thing, and it's still running great. It's the best blender in the world.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling. Let's talk next to Linda, calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have an answer for the person who was looking for a place to board a dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is an elderly dog, so at this particular kennel, I think he would need to take a bed for the dog, but
right.
It's a very good kennel. It's called Happy Tails, and it's in Burleson, in a rural location with a veterinarian right next door, and the people there are wonderful, and it's a good facility for the dogs.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. We can get another answer or suggestion on this from Bobby in Richardson. Hello, Bobby.
Sir.
Hi there.
I've been using a lady for 20 years that comes to my house and takes care of my pets. I left my number with the call operator, and I like to have people come to my house to care for my pets instead of boarding.
Right.
That's a suggestion, but this is a funny story. I was trying to write down your 1-800 number, and you had said it so quickly, I wrote it down, and I'm dyslexic as hell, and when I called the number, it was one of those erotic hotline numbers, and I real quick hung up the phone, and I waited for you to say the number of your station again, and I've got to remember it. I wrote it down, and I put it in my wallet, so I'll never make that mistake again.
All right. Well, I hope it was a nice start to the weekend for you.
It was very embarrassing.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Have a blessed day. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Although we're almost out of time. Let's see if we can. Typically, that kind of call would be the last call, right? I mean, that's what we usually end it with, some kind of something like that. Let's talk to Loretta in East Dallas. Hey, Loretta.
Hey, that is a hard one to follow.
Yeah.
I have a great tip for squirrels that chew through cushions.
Mm-hmm.
I tried a number of things, none of which worked. And finally, I got some cotton batting from Joann's and put it in a heavy pot right by the cushions. And that was 6 years ago, and that's almost gone now. I'm replacing it with some more, but I've never had another problem.
So you just give them something that is easier for them to get to, and they get used to that, and they don't mess with your cushions.
And we haven't been overrun
again
by squirrels.
Right, right.
So
you're reasoning with the squirrels, which seems to be the solution today for for help. There's a squirrel on my cushion.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Loretta.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let's see. From the inbox, let's see. Donice says from Wikipedia, oxtail is the culinary name for the tail of cattle. So I think we nailed that one. Let's see. On Bluebonnets, Jonathan says, Washington on the Brazos is my pick for a Bluebonnet location. He said, I had a job that took me between Huntsville and Austin, and I'd often stop at the park. It's historic and has lots of Bluebonnets. And Stephanie in Arlington says, honey is a great facial cleanser. Here are some benefits. It's antimicrobial and antibacterial, a humectant that moisturizes and softens the skin, and a couple of other things. So there's an answer to that one. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, and Fiona Norton answers our phones. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you find online, kera.org/anything. Just click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll see the last 10 hours of show for free. And, of course, you can email us anything at kera.org. You can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Thank you so much for starting your weekend with us, for listening, for writing and calling in, and have a great weekend.